This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're talking about guys who are projects, stashes, a lot of potential there. Drafts all potential. Potential all written all over these guys. But ones that's where those guys are typically found. So, again, you'd have to show me all these sob stories of guys who are good enough to play immediately,
yeah.
Not to be stash spots for 3-4 years that aren't getting picked before I would say, yeah, you need another round. I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
Now you can make the point, hey, well, when you go to the high schools, you know, you'll have that, you know, they'll have that group in, and as a result of having that group in, they can go straight in. Well, there's a new crop, right, to become the elite in college, and maybe there are more of those. Or if you wanted to make the case, well, so many European guys are coming in and taking slots now, and we feel bad for our American guy. But again, the ones that are good enough make it.
Right.
And the Americans that aren't typically go to the G League and look like that's where they belong.
And so, you have the R.J. Hamptons, too, now.
At least until 2022, when right. You can go straight to it.
Until then.
But to your point, I think a lot of them, if they can go and get over $1 million between a shoe contract,
yes.
They're going to go to Australia between now and then, and maybe even still then too, because some of these rookies won't be able to get a shoe deal their first year in the NBA. There may be a better option there for a couple of these guys, but I doubt it'll be a ton of them. That said, yeah, I don't see the need here for more. I think Kyle's right this time.
Yeah, Brad Miller was undrafted.
There's one.
Udonis Haslam was undrafted.
Oh, you can listen. You're going to go find me a group. I'm sure you can do that.
Bruce Bowen.
What I need is all those guys to be in one draft. That's what I need before you show me. You understand?
Yeah.
You can always find guys who made it after not getting drafted. We can do that. Show me multiple ones, good ones, right, in the same draft is what I need to see to agree that you need a third or fourth round. Of course there are guys that made it after not getting drafted. That's over the years.
Mm-hmm. John Starks also undrafted. Did you know that?
I knew about Starks. He played for the Memphis Rockers at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
John Concher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, John Concher did go undrafted. That's true.
I kid.
He also dunked, I want to say, on Horace Grant one time. It drove me crazy. Mike got out of the way. John Starks, man.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
When he was going, when you weren't underneath this, you know, if you get underneath his skin, you could get in his head.
You
could get in old Starks' head.
All right, we're going to ask Jeff Calkins at 125 if he has ever been at 201. I think he has, but
what are you talking about? Calkins wouldn't know where to park.
he'd probably run out of gas before he got there, so he ended up walking.
Yes.
But anyway, we will do all that at 125. We'll be back with your chance to win $1,000, Jason and John on Eternity FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Like John was saying, we have this every hour. It's the cash word. This hour's word is soul, S-O-U-L, S-O-U-L. Text the word soul up until 2 o'clock. You can do it to 72881. Grab your cell phone and text the word soul, S-O-U-L, to 72881. You have 58 minutes to do it. We'll remind you of that code coming up in a couple of minutes here. With Jason and John. This hour's code word, SOUL. Text SOUL, S-O-U-L, to 72881. Good luck.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, celebrating your 42nd anniversary. Tell me how Robert Irwin Jewelers began.
42 years ago, my uncle Robert and my dad Irwin moved Robert Irwin Jewelers from New York City to Memphis, Tennessee.
So how are we celebrating?
So how about this? You get to pick any one item in my store, excluding watches and loose diamonds, and you get 42% off.
Engagement rings?
You know it's the perfect time to get engaged.
Oh, I do know that.
And get 24 months no interest financing for qualified purchases.
42% off any one item for your 42nd anniversary. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Memphis.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Hey,
Memphis. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate, plus get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Four tire installation required, credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for tacos and tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit FeliciaSuzanne.com.
As a bald man, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
$1,000 code word is SOUL, S-O-U-L. You have until 2 o'clock to text SOUL to 72881 to win a grand. Good luck.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The way that I do it should be.
Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 125. We'll ask him if he's ever been at 201. So you're not going to want to miss that golden moment of radio there. The NBA General Manager Survey is out. Came out today. Obviously, this is this is an interesting year in the NBA. Perhaps really the most interesting year in the NBA in a long time, because you feel like several teams could win it, right? With the disbanding in some ways of the Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant no longer plays there.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson's not going to play this year. It opens it up, right? It opens it up a little bit, it feels like, for other teams.
Is Klay out for the whole year?
I think he's out for at least
till the spring. Yeah, and has there been an announcement he's going to be done for the whole season? He's not done for the whole season.
Well, he's not.
I want to make sure we have that clear.
Yeah, but if he did come back.
I hadn't missed something within the last week that he has announced he's out for the season.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't officially said.
No,
But you have to think.
To your point is understood that they're not the same the same threat that they were they have been the last few years to just sort of make a sham mockery out of this thing as the favorite to win it all. That said,
right.
Yeah, I think they plan on getting back in the spring, trying to hold on till then.
But anyway, the point is obviously whether it's the Clippers, the Bucks, the Lakers, you could still say Warriors maybe if you wanted to.
Nope.
Trailblazers. you know, it does feel like, you know, a bunch of different teams this year could be up for the title.
Denver, Clippers, Lakers, mm-hmm. Bucks, if you want to. And if you want to get really correct, if you want to say Philly, maybe. But I'm not. I probably wouldn't give you Philly. But just to your point, there are more than there have been the last few years. Makes it more interesting. The one thing that you that is the same though is that this West is cutthroat, and it feels like, you know. I mean, the each year that you go, it just gets more and more. It just gets more and more cutthroat to the point that now, you know, people are talking about Steph Curry with minus Kevin Durant, minus Klay Thompson for however long. To the point we're making, oh, he's going to go throw up 40, 45 a night and have an MVP season. I question in this West, we talked about it yesterday, whether he's going to have enough wins to be the MVP this year, because I think you're looking at a Golden State team, probably looking at, you know, fighting for the sixth or seventh or eighth spot in terms of the playoffs. And I don't know that an MVP is going to come off that team because it doesn't typically. Typically, you're taking him off of the best teams, which, again, in the West, I think it's going to be somewhere between the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah, really.
And you can't count out Denver.
Let's go through this. Let's go through the NBA general manager survey here really quickly. Obviously, there's some Memphis Grizzlies-centric stuff a little bit later. Which team will win the 2020 NBA Finals with 46% of the vote? The Clippers. Clippers were the majority.
They have the depth on the Lakers. They have the coaching staff because, again, and you've got a good team already that was there already a playoff team last year, and you've added two bona fide superstars that'll do it on both ends in Kawhi and Paul George. How could they not be your favorite? I guess you could go and look at the Lakers and say, well, there's two of the top three PERs in NBA history with Davis and LeBron James, and that's pretty good. Yeah, but I would tell you, the Clippers still a very deep team. They've got superstars too, and we've seen you have got to have a bench to win a title. There's no question about it. Certainly hurt Golden State last year. There's no question. Hurts a lot of teams. You're only going to roll five out there, not in this day and age. Bucks and everybody else, the Clippers, they're too deep to plan on beating them if you don't have a bench. So that's why I would give the Clippers the nod.
Yeah, so the Clippers do take it with 46% of the vote, followed by the Bucks, and then the Lakers. The Warriors and the Trailblazers also did receive votes.
Clippers, your favorite
votes,
right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, yeah, with Kawhi and Pat Bev. Yeah, I think that's
a proven team already.
Yeah, I think that's true. Who will win the MVP award? Pretty overwhelming here. Giannis got 52% of the vote here. You know, if they win the East, you have
to think. Again, that's it. You're going to take the guy off one of the top teams.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul and Kawhi might split it for the Clippers, and AD, LeBron could do the same thing with the Lakers.
And again,
makes
these
all
are
the sense in the world that Giannis would win it again.
These are general managers who were surveyed as part of this. If you were starting a franchise today, could cite any player in the NBA, who would it be? Overwhelmingly, 86% of the vote, Giannis as well. So this could be the year of Giannis.
Feels like we're already in the years of Giannis.
Yeah. Which player, this is interesting, which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments? With 48% of the vote, the answer, James Harden. James Harden forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments according to NBA GMs.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Steph.
He does impose, we saw.
He does.
When Chris Paul's out.
And like maybe the way he gets the free throw line, you know what I mean?
Streak.
Yeah. Steph Curry and LeBron tied at 17%, Giannis at 14%, and then Kevin Durant at 3%. Which player, now this is interesting, which player is most likely to have a breakout season in 2019-20? This one's pretty close. A lot of different guys got votes, right? Number one, though, with 19% of the vote, was De'Aaron Fox, the Kings guard. He's a pretty good player. You know, I think he's already proven that. But right behind him, though,
yeah, what's breakout look like? Do they have to go from averaging 6 to averaging 20, or they just go from they were good and we think they've got star potential
exactly.
And they realize that star potential?
I think that's kind of the deal there, you know.
Because I'm telling you right now, Kyle Kuzma about to open up some eyes. I've been telling you that for a long time.
I don't think Kuzma got any votes.
I think it's because people already think he's arrived. Like, he's getting – he's.
Yeah, know, I think that's true.
Look, he's a guy that averages 18, 19. You put him with Anthony Davis and LeBron James right there, a team that's functional, right, and given health, he is going to shine.
Well, Jason Tatum
because of all
got
the
some
attention
votes
on
in
some
this.
Other guys.
Yep. You know,
well, he had an average year last year after what we thought would be a quick ascension, and it still might be, but he kind of came back down a little. Some of it no fault of his own, again, because you had the ball in Kyrie's hands rather than giving it to that kid. You should have done that after year one.
But with 11% of the vote, I guess it's a tie with Jason Tatum. But Jaren Jackson Jr. Jackson Jr. was they think he's going to have a breakout year. Who is the best point guard in the NBA? Steph Curry, overwhelming 90% of the vote.
The question is, are people still voting for Chris Paul?
No.
They need to stop if they are.
Who is the best shooting guard in the NBA? Again, overwhelming. James Harden, 86%. Who is the best small forward in the NBA? Kawhi Leonard, 62% of the vote. Who is the best power forward in the NBA? Giannis got 59% of the vote. Who is the best center in the NBA? Nikola Jokic got 48% of the vote. So that's kind of the top of the survey with players, and then they kind of get into off-season moves. Which team made the best overall moves this offseason? The Clippers got 82% of that vote. Which one player acquisition will make – I mean, a lot of these are obvious, but which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? Kawhi Leonard was the answer there. Mike Conley was voted as the most underrated player acquisition.
Hmm.
The most underrated.
Makes sense.
You know, that's all – I feel like he's up. He just gonna, he's, if there's a word underrated in the category, Mike Conley wins it.
I want to go to one more before you continue the list. I want to go back to what you said about starting if you can have one guy to start your franchise with. And you said Giannis was the favorite there. Would y'all think I'm crazy if I told you I want mine to be Kawhi?
No, I was thinking Kawhi myself.
Like, is everybody's pick Giannis? Is it just it's the majority,
no.
but does everybody feel that way that he's the guy? Because
no.
I know he's MVP and he's 7 foot tall and he does it all. And now we're trying to compare every kind of guy that we think could be a unicorn to can he be like Giannis? But
the other
we're only talking 4 years difference. No.
The other vote getters were Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic.
We're only talking four. Yeah, I mean, I like Luka in the sense, and here's why I like Luka. I wouldn't pick him this year, certainly. But this is why I like Kawhi. I like Luka.
I like Kawhi.
When you sit them down and plant them in the middle of your franchise immediately, like we said about that, we hope happens with Ja Morant. Everybody gets better. And I realize you can look at that Milwaukee team and say, well, Jason, it happened there, but they've got some quality around him. We like Milwaukee's depth.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know that Giannis makes players around him better. But I don't know to the same degree,
right,
John Martin, that I would give Kawhi.
Yeah, well, the only reason why I would go with Giannis over Kawhi is because he doesn't have the health concerns that Kawhi has had and dealt with, and also.
Well, I was going to ask you to give me health, and again, 4 years ain't all that much.
I mean, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I still got Kawhi under 30. I'm pretty good. I can win some titles.
I mean, you got 10 to 12 with Giannis as opposed to 5 or 6.
Who's a better two-way player?
I would say Kawhi is the better player.
Absolutely,
today,
he is.
But
Kawhi on anyone.
You're starting a franchise, though, and so like you're thinking about the next. It's not a short-term decision.
I get that, and I understand that's why the GMs picked him because dude's younger. But
yeah.
I'm telling you, I would take the guy still under 30. I can still win some championship with that. I know is proven on both ends, and I've watched him. Right, I've watched him go win a title, and
well, I'm
and
not gonna rake you across the coals for picking
you
Kawhi.
Can't.
Like I think it's,
I don't think you can.
Yeah,
and in fact, I think it might be the right answer. Again, you ain't talking about somebody that's 31, 32 here. He's 28 years old.
Yeah, which team will be most improved in 2019-20 with 38% of the vote? The Memphis Grizzlies got the. I'm just kidding. The Lakers. The Lakers got
pretty obvious answer.
The majority there.
Yeah.
What was the most surprising move of the offseason? Paul George trade to the Clippers was the most surprising move, according to.
Agreed.
NBA GMs. Now we're getting to the good stuff, though. Who will win the 2019-20 Rookie of the Year?
Oh,
Zion.
That has been made obvious.
It's Zion.
Have you watched him this preseason?
Yes.
If he stays healthy, it is over.
Well, we don't even have a shot, man. We don't even have a shot here in Memphis.
Bro, Ja's still trying to figure it out offensively, right? In terms of the shot and everything, trying to kind of feeling his way around. Zion ain't feeling nothing. You trying to feel him out.
Yeah.
That dude dunking. I mean, he's dunking everything right now.
Yeah. Ja Morant got 29% of the vote.
That's good.
So that's not bad.
Are there any other rookies that are close to him, or is it basically
no.
the two separated
it's
from everyone
yeah.
else?
Yeah. Good. Darius Garland got 4% of the vote.
Good.
Which rookie will be the best player in 5 years? Zion also got 68% of the vote there. Ja Morant also second with 18%. I feel like that's kind of the way – the order has always been since the draft happened.
See about that. We'll see how healthy. Not rooting against him in his health, but we'll see if he's super healthy and as dominant as he looked in this preseason. And then when Ja's averaging 10 to 15 assists, we'll see.
Which rookie was the biggest steal at where he was selected in the draft? N'Keal Alexander Walker for the Pelicans at 32%, followed by Brandon Clark. So there you go. I mean, I think everybody kind of agrees and acknowledges that the Grizzlies had a really good draft.
No question about it. We knew that night that they did well.
Who was the best international player in the NBA? Giannis got 79% of the vote. And then it goes on and on. Coaches, we know Pop wins everything, things like that. But interesting that the Grizzlies, listen, it's all about the young guys. It's all about the nucleus of Ja and Jaren. But you know, I think what's plain to see in as part of this is that there is some respect across the league, you know, for those two guys and what the Grizzlies are trying to build.
He had a bounce back game last night, 18-10. So that looked good after fouling out in the 20 minutes, but he fouled out again.
Yeah.
John Martin, this we said it when he came out in Michigan State that there seemed to be an issue here, and now that you're, you know, again, it could be totally separate. You get into the regular season, you get JV out there beside him. Maybe this doesn't go on, but I mean, you fouled out of two straight games here. You're going to have to figure out how to defend without fouling on a nightly basis. And more importantly, forget fouling. You can't even be in foul trouble now, really, because there is no Mike Conley or Marc Gasol to be going. You are the franchise now. You and Ja are the franchise. So just even the threat of foul trouble at this point, forget fouling out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in foul trouble anymore because, again, you are the backbone. You're who they're looking. Everything is going to be based around you.
Yeah.
And so that's going to have to be addressed and licked at some point. But it's a little bit concerning, but I like what I liked was the 10 rebounds, the 18 points, and the sort of bounce back from what was, you know, just a pretty frustrating and disastrous effort the night before.
No doubt. All right, we will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us. We'll ask him if he's ever been to 201, and we'll talk a little Grizzlies with him when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 2 p.m. Get the code, and you can win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
In the Mid-South, you can tell a lot about a person by the boots they wear. And the boots they wear usually come from Cowboy Corner boots and jeans. You know that person is a savvy consumer that understands value, selection, and superior customer service when they're wearing boots from Cowboy Corner. Western boots for the entire family that combine classic looks with modern styles and modern technology. Or work boots that can handle a 14-hour workday and keep you comfortable long past sunset. Get your boots at Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Goodman Road in South Haven.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream and you got emails to reply to. And that's why you need Xfinity, because you can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get 4 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Your Memphis Tigers football team is back in action on Saturday, October 19th against AAC foe Tulane. This is a big game in the race for AAC dominance, and a loud and proud Memphis home crowd is necessary. Single game tickets start at just $20 and are available today at GoTigersGo.com. Come out and see one of the nation's most exciting teams. Memphis versus Tulane on Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
Stripe up.
You don't have to listen to me. You can just change the station. It's completely within your control. Your personal information, well, that's another story. When you shop, bank, or browse online, your info travels all over, exposing you to cyber threats, which are out of your control. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world. Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock, and since you did choose to listen, save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Who they want? 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 Who they want?
Jeff Calkins. It's who they want. It's who they have right here, right now. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so we were talking earlier today. Jason had a ticket dismissed down at 201. He did his duty. He showed up and he got that ticket thrown out for speeding.
How fast was he going?
11 over, the copper said.
In what was the zone? Like a 40 or a 51?
I was doing, according to him, allegedly 41 and a 30 near my home.
41 and a 30. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you weren't shot, so that's good.
Okay. Yes.
Well, it's hard out there. It's hard out there, man. Have you seen what's been happening lately?
Yeah.
You'd be sitting in your own home.
Yep, eating ice cream.
Playing video games.
You ain't lying.
Yes, so, okay, Jeff, that was not...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was not the topic.
You've totally derailed the segment. We wanted to know...
I realize there may be another time, though, but go ahead and ask him the question.
Yeah.
Some of us on the show believe that you have been to 201, and some of us on the show believe you have absolutely no way in hell been to 201. So would you like to set the record straight? Have you been to 201 either for yourself or for your offspring?
Of course I've been to 201.
Bam!
Well, wait, what does that mean? I mean, I've gotten a ticket before. I've been to 201 to serve on jury duty.
Have you been to 201
because of a crime that you've committed? Jury duty.
And so, of course, I've been to 201 for that reason. And then I've gotten tickets before. I've been here 24 years. Like, I get tickets. And
you don't hand them over to your personal attorney who handles them for John and all
the
other white people?
I have actually had... there's a listener, a woman from Notre Dame, Go Fighting Irish, who is an attorney who has gotten a ticket dismissed for me before. Mm-hmm. That's just a wonderful listener. There's an Ole Miss fan who is a listener, Ben, who I won't give you his last name because I don't want whatever, who's gotten a ticket dismissed for me before. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, and without even me having to darken the door of the place. Mm-hmm. And then I actually, once upon a time, paid someone to go because I didn't want to miss radio,
right,
to go stand in the line or whatever you have to do to take care of my tickets for me. But I have been down there myself for that purpose as well, at least once, but not. But I've gotten multiple tickets over my 24 years here, and then I've done jury duty at least twice, most recently earlier this year.
How do they keep getting on jury duty? I thought what. Well, it's once every 10 years, and you've been here 24. Is that how they keep getting you? I thought the rule was once every 10 years.
Once was federal, once was.
Oh, they can be
and,
right. They can come back.
I think, and so, but local. Yes. But it was. I've never gotten on a jury.
What about to cover a tiger?
Have I ever? Oh well, I went. No, I don't think I've ever covered a tiger's legal troubles. No.
Now, that was the one that came
up. Courthouse a lot. Like, I went to the courthouse to the Logan Young trial, mm-hmm. but that was different. But I've never covered, like, whatever, when Joe was in trouble. I think Mark went down and did that at 201.
Yep.
But
yep,
I've never
yep.
been down there to see it. Were you ever, did you ever cover a Tiger
Legal?
Oh, I'm
sure. I don't know if it was, you know, I'm sure I have done that. It wasn't a Tiger that I had to cover, but I think we've been down there and covered sports figures down there. Now, Josh didn't really have anything, remember? That was, I guess, the one thing that they didn't typically have much trouble when it came to, you know, that was a Cal thing, remember?
Wasn't there the rumor that, who pulled the gun on someone?
Dominic Woodson over at the Towers, yeah. But that never got past, like, you know.
But we do believe he pulled the gun, don't we?
Well, it's not in the, it's, you find it in that campus police report. I mean, it's do you believe that the campus police, you know, didn't put it in the report? But the rumor was that, yeah, he was threatening that he had a gun, but it was always the rumor.
Who was he threatening?
Oh, I don't remember if it was the football player he ended up getting in the fight with.
Right.
Remember the football player he ended up getting in the fight with over at the Towers, over at the library or whatever, but I don't know if it was that same player or a different one. But, yeah, that never made it into a police report that Dominic Woodson had a gun. It was the rumor. Yeah, it was the
Josh
rumor.
Josh didn't have any. I mean, Joey. That was the incitement to riot, right? And that was the whole furs and all that.
I like furs. Actually, this is actually interesting. Josh had a guy by the name of James Alford, who at some point, and he may still be with the Lakers organization right now, but he was a former, a former football player, LSU football player. And James Alford used to live with his. And I'm not saying, you know, Josh had players who were, you know, going to get arrested if they didn't have this guy. But James Alford was a guy who put out fires, if there ever were any. You know what I mean? And having that guy, look, toward the end of Josh's time, that position and things were getting tight over there, they let it go. They kind of let it go and just let James mosey on. And I always thought that was a very valuable spot to have, is just a guy, right, when maybe you've got a little trouble going on. And look, you know, all guys should have to pay the price if they commit a crime, but a guy that could put out fires if there were some mess going on.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Which kind of fires was it? Was a guy who, like, would prevent something from happening? Hey, come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Or a guy who would cover up something that happened.
No. Nobody's saying that Josh had any cover-ups. What I'm saying, you got a guy that's, you know, you have a player that's up and he's in a club late at night.
Right.
And maybe he's had a little bit too much to drink. Let me go get this guy out of here. That kind of thing. You understand what I'm saying? As opposed to having the guy on the bar and throwing money around. You know what I mean? You keep it, you know, just that kind of thing.
That's interesting.
And I always thought that was a valuable position to have, you know, to keep kids out of trouble, that if you can prevent it. Yeah, it's not your job to cover stuff up, not looking at it that way, but to prevent trouble if you can, to keep these kids out of trouble. Because, heck, I raised my hand. You know? That age, we're all getting in trouble that age. So I thought it was always wise.
I mean, even I got in trouble at that age. I mean, my two of my brothers were picked up for shoplifting when they were kids, when they were in high school. And, you know,
listeners know I did it. Yeah,
one of them is a professor at Johns Hopkins, you know, now. And I mean, you know,
you can come
do stupid things when they're kids. And so I actually gave a talk yesterday to a Rotary Club, and the person who met me at the door said, one of our lifetime friends who lives in Mississippi flew to Johns Hopkins to see a guy who turned out to be your brother, to look at his. And I didn't tell him, hey, listen, you realize that guy was stealing records in the 11th grade. but he did.
You're never going to let him get past it, Jeff.
And if you went into my dorm room when I was at college, like, I stole signs, you know, big construction site signs and street signs and whatever, like we were a bunch of, you know, criminals there. And so, like, that's certainly smoke weed. Weed was illegal. So, yeah, who doesn't get in trouble while we're young?
Yeah, who doesn't get in trouble? Okay, Jeff, lots more that we need to get to here.
Sure.
You have a poll. Jeffrey Wright put up a poll as part of your show. It's become a real staple.
We never returned to the poll. We never gave the results of the poll.
Well, I'm going to give the results right now, okay? I'm going to give you the results right now.
All right.
What's your level of excitement for the Memphis Grizzlies season this year? With 51% of the vote, incredibly excited was the winner. Do you believe that?
So what struck me about the poll was, we both guess, because when we do polls, we're the poll show. And so when we do polls, we predict what we think is going to win. And the choices were incredibly excited, mildly interested. Is that what the next one was? What was the next one? Mildly excited? What was the next?
Mildly excited or mildly interested, one of the two, yep.
Something like that. And number three was basically not excited, yes. Right? And I, Jeffrey and I both thought that mildly would be the runaway winner. And very quickly it became clear that no. Incredibly excited was going to be the winner.
Yeah.
The other thing we noticed, though, and we talked about this only at the break because we didn't return because we had so many guests today, but the number of votes was pretty low. Like, we often get thousands of votes in a poll, right? And when we left that, it was around 500 or something. So I do wonder if it was skewed. In other words, I wonder if the people who voted in that, and I'm not trying to bias this or whatever, but I wonder if the people who voted tended just to simply be the people who were incredibly excited, and some people couldn't be bothered to vote. Because my general perception is there is incredible excitement over one basketball team in town, but it's not the Grizzlies. With the Grizzlies, it's more like interested. I think there's a interest in it, but I don't sense incredible excitement. But obviously, I don't want to underestimate if there is incredible excitement over this Grizzly season. I would love that to be true. I don't know how many people, can you call up the poll now? How many people have voted?
Like 600 or so.
Yeah, see, that's we'll put up what chicken wings best or something, and we'll get 3,000 votes. Mm-hmm. So the level of voting participation, it's a little bit like the last municipal elections that we had here.
Low turnout.
Right? Low turnout.
Yeah.
And maybe we should have early voting, but the turnout, it was low for this election.
Well, like my view of it was that I am really not invested in any member of the Memphis Grizzlies other than John and Jaren. Like, I'm not invested in basically anybody else. Brandon Clark. I will put Brandon Clark in that group as well, because obviously he's part of that young nucleus. Outside of that, like, my interest in the Grizzlies, you know, because I just know what this year is going to look like. I know what this year is going to be. So I'm very interested and very excited about Ja and Jaren and Brandon Clark. I'm very excited about them, but I'm really not excited about the team that they're going to be a part of this year. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, the difference is so I wrote at one point that the fact that there's no expectations is in some ways liberating, because you don't have to be sitting here thinking we got to have X record to make the eighth spot, or we don't have to have X record to convey the pick. Like, you don't have to worry about that. The record is almost irrelevant. Just enjoy the development of players, right? That's what I wrote. But as I examine it, the real question is, does the watching players develop, irrespective of wins and losses, is that really something that the average fan does? Or is that only the Chris Harrington-level nuanced fan who is really going to watch a whole season of basketball to see the steps being taken by young players, understanding that they're going to get blown out? That is, in the end, what is interesting about this season. It's at the star level with Ja and Jaren. And then beyond that, I'm interested in how many of these players, when this team is a playoff team again, how many of these players, in addition to, we need Jaren and Ja to be stars, right? But then you need some of the players to either be starters or rotation players on this team. And the question is, let's just say they make the playoffs in 3 years, okay? Let's just say they don't make it this year. We all agree on that. Next year, still too young. The next year, they make the playoffs. How many players who are on this roster, and that's by the way, optimistic, right? To me, the best case scenario. It all comes together, and they're already, you know, at that point. They're still very young, et cetera. But let's just say they make the playoffs that year. I think actually Shane and Powell made the playoffs their second year, which is fairly astounding. Which players are going to be on that roster? Is Grayson Allen going to be on that roster?
No.
He could be.
I mean,
I think likely not.
Yeah, I mean, Is
Dylan Brooks going to be on that roster?
Doubtful.
I think he might well be.
I think
he gets
doubtful.
A contract after this year. He will likely be. I think he will likely be.
He's coming off an amazing game.
But I think as a rotation player, not as necessarily. Certainly, I'm not calling him a star. We're looking for rotation players. Is Brandon Clark going to be on that team?
Of course,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Anyone else?
Bruno,
anyone else?
Bruno's the one I'd ask you. What do you think about Bruno?
I think it's unlikely that he's on that team. I would love it. But the exercise that we're engaged in, right, is
Absolutely.
Which of these players are going to emerge as rotation-level players for the next Grizzlies team. And I think if you could get two starters and two additional bench players, that's pretty good, and I think likely.
Yeah.
I think the number would be, if I could say, if I put the number at 4.5, the over-under at 4.5, players on this roster who will be on the roster at the end of 3 years from now. I'm not even going to say a playoff because they may not make the playoffs then. So we'll just say 3 years from now, how many of these players will be on the roster that are on the roster now? And I put the over-under at 4.5. I think I don't know. We'll take the over-under.
I would say the under.
Probably go the under.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd say the under. I'd say Ja, Jaren, Brandon Clark, and then, you know, one other.
One more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's likely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a good number.
Yeah, you're not re-signing Jonas.
Yeah, I think it's a good number. But, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, we'll see. Like, we'll see once this season starts. You know, like, we're going to see how many players are going to be on the roster in 2 years. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Well, I mean, you know, you'll certainly see how bad they'll be this year. I believe that. But, I would suspect that people would have said about Mike Conley a year into his career that he won't be on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And he very nearly wasn't. So I don't think you see that quickly.
Well,
right? I mean,
that was as a rookie, though. Most of these guys aren't rookies.
Yeah, even Mike Conley, even after a year, Mike Conley was beat up for a long time.
He was for a while.
But yeah, I guess we'll see on Grayson Allen. I guess it's a make or break year for Grayson Allen, isn't it? Certainly a make or, I mean, it's a contract year for Dylan Brooks. So,
yeah.
I think I'd probably take. I'd guess four. I would guess four will be on this. But anyway, that's the enterprise, and I find it hard to be incredibly excited over that. I would say I am interested. Mildly might be. I'm very interested. I probably would be in between those two, in between incredibly excited and mildly interested. I'm more interested than mildly interested. It's the future of the Memphis professional franchise. I'm certainly more than mildly interested.
Yeah.
But incredibly excited suggests, I mean, a level of excitement that I do not at this moment feel, except for a couple individual players.
Do you think we see Josh Jackson in a Memphis Grizzlies uniform at any point?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Do you?
I find it odd what they're doing, right, with the whole, and we've talked about that. We had the guy that drafted him with Phoenix on last week.
Yeah, he was highly critical of it.
Well, he seemed to indicate, yeah, like, why are you doing this? Why, he's not even around the team right now. G League doesn't start till this time. The season's already kind of started. Why are you punished? Sort of, you know, I'm putting that in quotes, and I don't think he used that word, but why are you sort of punished? In my estimation, it looks like they're getting ready to, or at least, you know, exploring trade possibilities with him. And I just wondered if that's what they're – because, I mean, you do wonder, right? I mean, what's he done since he's been here, right, to not have him around the team?
The question is, yes, you got a bunch of guys here who aren't going to be on this team.
Uh-huh.
So if that's the measure, why can't he be here?
Exactly.
Even if he's going to ultimately play in the G League,
100%.
Why can't he be here
right.
Running the system, getting to know the coaches?
So it is a little weird.
Instruction.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Like the other side is isn't this great? Like they're doing a prove it thing. Right, nothing will be given.
Yeah,
given or earned. It's like Bradley Calipari, earned not given. You know,
some of that. Some of it's too. I just wonder, did they not even want him around the team? You know what I mean? And is it
that's
at a point
a
now?
Weird.
Where, right. Yeah. I that one's weird to me, Jeff. Especially when you have the guy that drafted him saying, "Well, this is how I see it," and it was so much different than anything we'd even thought. You know, wow, maybe they are. Maybe they don't want him. Maybe he has done some. Maybe he hasn't followed all everything they've wanted since they've gotten him. Because again, you knew what the baggage was before he got here. So I mean, you know, why pull the deal then if you didn't like it? You know what I mean? If it was all the previous baggage, why even pull the trigger? Maybe they're trying to get an asset out of it at this point. They don't want him around the team. I don't know. It's weird though, I think.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah. I guess I said yes because I think they're going to have such trouble at the
bunch
wing
of unprovens, right?
That people will cycle
Makes
through
sense.
If there's any he can play at all.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well take a look.
It's interesting.
And I don't think the answers are really on the roster now, and so you might as well see if he is one of the answers.
Right. That's all the more reason to have him right there and right now. No, I'm with you.
Speaking of weird, Jason thinks I'm weird because I take Tony to the daycare.
I don't think you're weird for doing that.
Well,
how often do you do it?
It's when you couple it with trying to sleep with the dog, right? The dog's sleeping between you and Sam in the bed, too.
Once or twice a week, Jeff.
And you don't have kids.
No. The having the dog at the daycare, it's not weird. It's great. The dog likes it. The dog's happy. Mm-hmm. The dog's worn out. The dog's better behaved when you have the dog. The dog is socialized. It's great.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about it, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I got to think for what. What it is, though, is you can tell that John is a rich man now.
New money all day. Exactly.
Big money. Because it's the kind of thing you don't do if you're, you know, you don't pay for daycare for your dog. If that's convenience, right? I don't want to have to deal with this dog being all hyped up. I don't want to have to walk with the dog, et cetera.
New money.
So it's, to me, what it shows is what a mogul John has become.
Wow.
That he can now afford daycare for his dog.
Well, I think I agree with that.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
God is good all the time. Yeah.
Earned, not given, brother. Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. See you. Bye.
We will come back, wrap this baby up. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
It's Jason and John, live and checking on Friday, November 22nd at the Bluff on Highland.
All right, Quaker Oatmeal looking, Bowler Grid, Where's Waldo looking, Chernobyl survivor.
Where's Waldo?
Are you the best checker in Memphis? Sign up and tell us why at 929ESPN.com.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit tnlottery.com.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
For a new vehicle, drive on down, right on down to Landers Auto Sales. They got them all out there on the lot. They got small SUVs. They got large SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. You're going to be able to find what you're looking for. And they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to make the car buying experience and that process smooth, fun, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a fun time. And it always is down at Landers. If you get down there and they don't happen to have what you want, don't fret. Let them know. They're going to go find it for you that easy. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can find them online, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, over under of how many Memphis Grizzlies are going to be on this roster in 2 years, and I think 4.5 is a really good number. I'd probably go under that, obviously, as we talked about, but I think it's a good number. Maybe there's five, you know. Maybe there's five.
Possibly.
We know three for sure, you know.
You said 3 years? I mean, what's JV on? If you want to stick it down to the date, what's he on, a 3-year deal?
Yes.
Yeah, he's probably be gone then. We're saying after that season.
Yeah.
Because I doubt you're re-signing him at that age for any kind of big money. You're probably, and especially if it's going to go the way that a lot of people think it's going to go, and Jaren becomes your center. I think a lot of people think that that's the plan. We'll see if he can become that. We'll see. But, yeah, I wouldn't suspect that JV's back after that. So, I'm with you. I went under. But hopefully for the Grizzlies, there's a few more than that, because you'd like to think there's a few more in the fold right now that you've already identified. Hopefully for Grayson, I'm not holding out much hope for him. And then Dylan Brooks has got to have nights like he had last night. More consistently, you can be that guy. There's been too many of nights where you're either injured or don't play like you did last night.
Yeah, so anyway, thanks, Jeff, for joining us on the show. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm going to be watching Chiefs and Broncos a little bit different, and you can tell by DirecTV's trying to push it a little bit different. This one's going to be in 4K. You can watch it on their 4K channel, like the one or two that DirecTV actually offers to you to actually, you know, you can have a 4K TV, but if you don't have the 4K, whatever, the software, the channel, whatever, it's not going to make any difference for you. So if you've seen it, if you've been on a 4K channel, the 4K TV, it's much different. And I don't know if have you watched a game in 4K, John?
I don't know if I have or not.
You don't go to commercial. Like, I've watched basketball games. You stay in the arena because those channels, like, don't have advertisers yet.
Oh, okay.
So you're literally still in the arena and you're just waiting to come back, and then when you do come back, you get a great picture, but it's just a different viewing experience when you're actually watching on a 4K channel. So you've seen Peyton Manning doing the commercials with the Asian guy here lately. Hey, watch for our games in 4K. Well, tonight DirecTV is going to actually have
the
Chiefs and Broncos over on I think it's channel 105 for us four. For us folks that pay this astronomical fee for like the one 4K channel we get, it's actually going to come through for us tonight. We'll see Chiefs Broncos in 4K, where the Chiefs, I believe, John Martin, are only a 3-point favorite on the road.
Yeah. So so how many games do you get a year though? Like, if you had
you to get say, like one a week.
One a week.
Yes, I think next week's the Minnesota game, and okay. So I haven't done this yet. Where I've only watched basketball.
Yep.
A bunch of NBA games last year. They'll put it up one on this channel. They'll pretty much pick one out.
Yep.
And you're at their kind of. You know, at their choice. You don't have a choice here. Like, I can't go watch the Bulls on 4K one night unless they've picked that game out. So anyway, I'm just curious of how the experience will be tonight watching a three-and-a-half-hour football game. We'll see.
Astros-Yankees tonight.
Okay. They got postponed.
7 o'clock.
A lot of people think the Yanks are in trouble.
But the Astros, I think they are in trouble. Today, the league cleared Astros of sign stealing, even if they're stealing signs. I mean, they're not going to figure that out. So I thought that those are always ridiculous
part
to
of
me.
The game.
Yeah, I mean, that is nobody's part of the game. Like, so that was the big news story. If you're into college football, Arkansas State's playing tonight, too.
By the way, do you realize, Brad, that your Mississippi State football coach may be leaving?
Yes, he's going to Rutgers, and yes. I can't wait. Because I was
wow.
wrong. I was
How
wrong.
Quickly you have turned the table.
Everybody loved Joe in that hire.
They did, and they didn't realize, including Brad Carson, how awesome Dan Mullen was at coaching football
That's
until he was
realized.
Gone. It was don't know what you got until it's gone, and I will acknowledge that.
Wow, man. I mean,
anybody
Sword else? Faller right here, hand raised.
Anybody that you want here locally that ain't got your eye
Mike
on anybody?
Mike Norvell.
Oh.
No, you try to get Mike Miller to UNLV. You failed there.
I like and good coaches. Who are awesome.
Brad likes to steal the Memphis coach.
No, I just like good coaches.
Gig?
I just like awesome ones.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's a recipe for losing unless
yeah.
you're Dan Mullen, right?
I mean, don't think Mississippi State is
it's a great job.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Mike, if you're listening, take that Mississippi State
wow.
job. They offer it.
They paying. What are they paying at Mississippi State?
$4 million plus.
They'll get you the money you want.
Yeah, you want the dough, you go.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Interesting.
Not far down the road.
What's Mike getting?
He makes two.
2 point.
Two point.
Between 2 and 3.
Okay, yep. 2.8. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Would
he
leave for
paid, but
a million more? I don't know. It is a harder job.
Go get Mike Norvell, Mississippi State.
Brad says go get Mike Norvell.
Interesting.
Obviously, the game tonight, I'll be watching them Thursday night football game, Chiefs-Broncos. I like Chiefs minus -3 there.
Watch out for them Broncos, bro.
Oh, I'm watching. I got to win over
Mahomes a little banged up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think they roll tonight. I mean, obviously, I know what the Broncos want to do. They want to control time possession.
Yeah.
You know, they want to keep the ball and that clock moving. So I know that's what they're going to try to do tonight. But I'll be checking that out tonight. Obviously, I have really, really enjoyed the rise of Philip Lindsay. Really just enjoyed. I mean, even though he's splitting work with that damn Royce Freeman.
It's amazing what fantasy football, you'll watch a team that's just going
yep.
nowhere about a running back named Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, well, he's a good player. He
yeah,
makes the
yeah,
most out
yeah,
of his touches,
yeah.
his limited touches.
Obviously, so for your
Philip
fantasy.
Lindsay show tonight. Get ready.
Okay.
That's going to do it for us. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Chris Hampton. Thanks to Adam Fuller. And thanks to Jeff Calkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The championship parade for Memphis basketball would involve plenty of alcohol, I would assume, from the fans.
And I want to say something to both of y'all. I really appreciate your show. You guys make my day every day.
Well, thank you for that.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM ESPN. Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there's a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Wanna bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Fall is here, and we want to help you get your backyard ready. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has a great inventory of Caldera spas. They're your one-stop shop for everything outdoor spa-related, Louisiana pellet grills, and ceramic Komodo cookers. Visit the showroom and see all of the gas logs by Real Fire so you can stay warm this fall and winter. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard, beauty, and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville. Visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.